Time to talk some local soccer, or football, if you will. I'm catching up with the Singleton Strikers first grade coach, Mick Jarvis. Mick, how are we doing?
Good, good.
So how's the season been coming along so far for you?
Oh, look, it's been stop-start with the weather and very difficult to get consistency with guys going down with COVID and all the rain we had. Delaying the football, you start to get a little bit of momentum, and all of a sudden you're 2 or 3 weeks without any football. So yeah, it's been a difficult season.
Is it frustrating because you don't quite know where you are in the season because you've still got a few games to make up?
Yeah. Look, you try and crunch the numbers and have a look at the ladder and see how things are going to fall, but you know, you're flying blind there with a lot of make-up games.
Mick, you guys have got the bye this weekend. How many more games have you got until we get to the finals?
We've still got 3 games. We've got 2 home games, one against West Wales and one against Toronto, and then we have the last round against Belfond out at Belmont.
Obviously, like to get a victory in all 3 games. Is that an expectation, a reasonable expectation for the rest of the year?
Well, the expectation is to, you know, to obviously win everything we're involved in, but you know, our focus is on game by game. It's very cliche, but you know, we've just been focusing on playing the brand of football we know we're capable of and getting some consistency there. But yeah, look, you know, I think the next 2 are realistic to pick up points out of both those games, home games. So yeah, we haven't looked so far down the track at Belmont just yet.
Fair enough. Mick, is there anyone who's had a standout season that you'd like to give a mention to? Anyone played above and beyond for 2022?
Look, to be honest, this is my first year with this playing group, and the one thing that is very difficult is to pinpoint any individual player because they're a very consistent squad. It's not a one-man team, and there's no superstars there. Everyone pitches in and does their bit, which makes it work. So, look, there's a lot of guys that go above and beyond for the club outside of football, you know, and the Hayden Nichols and Lockie Nichols and the Cox boys and the like. They do a lot of stuff, making sure we've got somewhere to play with Civic Park, with the executive committee as well. They've done a lot of work with us not being able to play at Howe Park this year. So I take my hat off to all those sort of guys, Dean Dunn, the president. You know, they've done a lot of work to allow us to play football this year.
Mick, you say it's your first season with this playing group. Have you enjoyed the experience so far?
Yeah, they're an incredible group of players from 18s right through to reserve grade, first grade, the executive committee work their bum off. It's a really good environment, good culture.
You don't get success just through isolation. It really is a group thing, isn't it, through all the grades and through the entire committee?
Yeah, we look at it as a full squad. Yeah, everybody helps everybody, and everybody's accountable to each other. That creates a really good culture. It's a good club. One more thing. We have Old Boys Day. Old Boys Day coming up next week as well. So, anyone that's played for the Strikers in the past, get your tickets and get on down to Old Boys Day.
So that's going to be at Civic Park?
It will be.
Well, good luck towards the finals. Mick Jarvis, thank you very much. Looking forward to hearing some more great success for the Singleton Strikers in 2022.
Thanks for the call.